Are you ready for what's to come? Prophecy, Yom Kippur, and Atonement, a divine urgency in this prophetic word you gotta hear. Plus, the old wooden cross still stands after Helene. And is Milton the prophetic storm of the century? I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your midweek rundown stories. Taking a look right now, this prophecy, Yom Kippur and Atonement, a divine urgency. While we are in the middle of the Jewish High Holy Days and the anniversary of October 7th, now is the moment for us to reflect on God's glory, His holiness, and all with all genuine repentance. During a prophetic vision, Charlie Shamp was given a word from the Lord concerning the Day of Atonement and how we should navigate this season. Here he shares, "Tonight, as I sought the Lord in prayer, I was granted a vision that stirred my spirit profoundly. I saw a branding iron, its metal glowing with an intense holy light engraved with the scripture from Isaiah 48:10. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." This vision speaks to a transformative season we have just emerged from, a season of divine testing and preparation, Charlie Shamp wrote on Facebook. Shamp also writes that God is now taking this opportunity to seal us with his mark that God's people are set apart for his purposes. You can read the full prophetic vision encounter that he has here. And just as a reminder, during this time, allow yourself the moment to come boldly before God's throne of grace with all adoration and praise, knowing that he has the very best plan for your life. And that's something we need to always keep in mind, that God truly does have the best plan in life, no matter the circumstances. Speaking of circumstances, the old wooden cross still stands amidst Helene's devastation. The damages from Hurricane Helene have left many families and communities broken. Many people are still searching for loved ones and have no place to call home. But there are stories of hope and heroism emerging that not only reflect the resiliency of the survivors, but reveal God's faithfulness that he is here for his people. The category storm severely damaged the beloved Pretty Place Chapel, but one thing is still standing, the cross. Now you can see pictures of that cross here and the Pretty Place Chapel in this article, which there will be links in the description here. They shared the chapel's Facebook page said that we were awestruck to find that despite the horrible damage done to the chapel, the wooden cross still stands as a symbol of hope. The cross still stands. We will not be shaken was one of the comments that somebody wrote. And that is so true. The cross still stands and we will not be shaken. Now us here in Florida, I'm in Orlando, Florida. Charisma is here in Orlando. We are preparing for what might be the prophetic storm of the century. Is Hurricane Milton the prophetic storm of the century? Was Milton prophesied about years ago? Actually, Charlie Shamp texted me with a prophetic word that he had back on March 3rd of 2021. He texted this last night and I got it to the team to be able to compare it to other prophetic words that have been spoken about storms specifically. And this is really interesting, something that we need to be paying attention to. Back on March 3rd, 2021, prophetic voice Charlie Shamp received a concerning dream specifically about a storm that would hit the Tampa Bay area. In that he said, I recently had a very concerning dream where I was taken in the spirit to the west coast of Florida. It seemed that I was in the St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay, Clearwater area. As I stood along the street, the weather quickly began to change and a massive hurricane hit and flooding filled the streets. I, along with many others, were hit by a wall of water that went well over our heads. I quickly worked as hard as possible to get my head above water as I felt I was drowning. He writes that he woke up from that dream feeling its intensity. Another prophetic voice also gave warnings about this. Back in 2021, Chris Reed had a vision involving a large hurricane that would hit Florida's west coast. He wrote, back in June 2021, Chris Reed had a vision about the major hurricane hitting the west coast of Florida, particularly the St. Petersburg, Tampa areas. This was part of the Morningstar School of the Prophets Facebook post. Here you can see a little bit more about that. Now, as Florida is bracing for Milton, there is one thing we must do. The body of Christ must do: pray and prepare. We must pray for those in the path of the storm and for those who live in Florida. We must use wisdom and prepare, not out of fear, but using discernment. And that is what we ask you to join us with, is praying for what is to come, praying for those that were affected by Helene, and praying for those that will be affected by Milton. Join me right now. Father God, we just pray right now that you would break this storm, that you would break it down so that there is no winds that will, no rain that will cause destruction and take lives. God, we just pray against this right now. We just say, just as you stood up on the boat, Jesus, and you said, peace be still, and the storm immediately calmed down, we just say, peace be still. And I want to encourage you to join with me in prayer and let us know in the comments that you are praying with us. If God doesn't intervene, this could be a very scary time. But our help and our peace is in Jesus Christ. And as we saw with Helene and that pretty, the Pretty Place Chapel, the cross still stands. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are your midweek rundowns. We'll see you soon.